Yvette Tapia, would you come boast in your Savior?
Good morning. My name is Yvette. I began with sharing my life before knowing Christ. My mind was constantly on the flesh. I admired and behaved just like other sinners of the world. And I had tried to redeem myself each Sunday in church by asking God to forgive me. But when I really felt guilty, I would go to Mary and pray for her grace, which I thought through her, I was gaining favor with Jesus. Romans 8:7 says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I continued to fill an empty void in my life with people and relationships. I wanted more than anything for my life circumstances to change. My personal happiness was top priority. Titus 3 verses 3 pretty much describes my life before salvation. Foolish, disobedient, led astray, still a slave to various passions and pleasures. In 2013, I left the Catholic Church. I quickly entered into Christian counseling, and I also found a Christian church to attend. In my application for counseling, I stated my reason was to have a relationship with God and learn how to read the Bible. Desperate to know God, I said the prayer, accepted Christ, but eventually fell into bad teaching. Instead of examining my own deceitful heart, I worked hard to expose many people and their personal sins against me. I did this as an active participant in a recovery group sponsored by my church and also inside small groups. In late 2014, the Lord, still being so faithful, full of loving kindness and loyal love, led me to have no other choice but to depend on Him. Most important, to only trust Him with my life. I can honestly say it was my first time doing so. Within a short time, I read John MacArthur's book, Hard to Believe. I never completely understood what Jesus did for a rebellious sinner like me. I began to listen to sermons from Grace to You Church and soon found Grace Bible Church over a year ago. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet He esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That verse is a clear description for me how Jesus was my substitute in order to obtain peace with God. I'm requesting to be baptized today because God rescued me from my worst enemy, myself. Before God, I was a sinner without hope, but He chose me and has given me a new heart, a new life, all to magnify His good works, all to glorify His great name, and most important, His amazing saving power. Thank you.
Based on your profession of faith, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.